How do we know that glutathione is the most effective antioxidant and how it compares with other antioxidants?
The fact of the matter is that glutathione is what I would choose to call the top of the mountain in antioxidants. And most other antioxidants, in one way or another, actually feed into the production of glutathione, either by quenching other reactions that will allow the protection of glutathione, or actually contributing to the production of glutathione, or in some cases, both.
And how does glutathione protect that reaction?
In each of the chemical reactions that go to the production of ATP, that chemical reaction produces an oxidant or a burning substance that will, if not quenched, if not taken out of the equation, actually make the second reaction less efficient. And if there's another oxidant that's not quenched, then the third reaction is going to be less efficient than the second. So by the time you get to the end of the respiratory chain, the amount of ATP that can be produced, which is really dependent on all of the reactions, so you get 100%, 90%, 80%, 70%, and so on, and at the end of the day, you're left with 10% of the ATP that you would have produced if glutathione had been there to protect each of those reactions and allow the cell to produce the maximum amount of ATP and therefore function the best it possibly can. When we looked at what we could do for our patients, we kind of hypothesized that if we could create a product that would maximize the glutathione in each cell, and more than that, protect glutathione by getting rid of all these ancillary reactions, by turning down the inflammatory switch, that we would in fact maximize the function of those cells, and more importantly, of the patients that we were treating.